Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind tonight. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features there. We've got Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us that way. You'll sound a lot better if you call us on Skype. So that's available. And again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the TSA secret behavior checklist to spot terrorists. It's not a secret anymore, and the folks over at The Intercept, which is Glenn Greenwald's new project, this is an exclusive to their website. We'll share that with you when we get a chance.
You get the impression the TSA couldn't spot anything, that their checklist is a joke.
We'll find out, Mark, a little bit later on. Plus, we got some more on the Indiana Religious Freedom Restoration Act, I believe it is, as it has been called. We've actually discussed that over the last couple of days on the program. And there's a new development with, Mark, you having a story about a man who runs a pizza business going ahead and discriminating against gay people, apparently, as I understand it.
Well, I think this just shows what a little sexist you are. I told you a pizza shop owner got in trouble over making a comment.
I've seen it. It's a man. Oh, okay. Pretty sure it is. Sure I've seen it. Are you saying I'm wrong about that?
That's not the picture I see here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe I'm mistaken.
There's two. I mean, there you go. Crystal and Kevin O'Connor.
Ah, got it. Well, anyway, so we can talk about all those things. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, hopefully we'll hear from Virgil Vaduva tonight because he was sentenced yesterday for his act of civil disobedience in committing panhandling. So we'll want to hear from that from him as well. If we don't, ultimately we'll tell you what happened. But I was involved in a police lockdown situation this morning, and I'd like to talk about it.
Yeah, that I saw the story on Free Keen today, and that seemed like quite the event this morning.
Yeah, so every week here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show, there's a good activist community here, and there are a number of folks. There's Boston Strong outside of the studio on a megaphone right now.
Wow.
That's I just like to let people know. So there's a lot of things that happen here in Keene, New Hampshire. And
we're being bullhorned during the radio show. It's hilarious.
That's sort of interrupting what I was going to talk about. Just to let people know, there is a man with a megaphone who just drove by the studios and is making quite a bit of clatter out there.
I think that he's going to be really upset when I do that to his house while he's sleeping, because I'm going to.
So, anyway, let's get back on the track here with the story.
Police lockdown situation.
It's going to be an interesting summer this year here in Keene, New Hampshire.
All I wanted to do was be a radio talk show host, Chris. I mean, I wasn't looking to create a whole bunch of enemies or anything like that. How did I end up on this show doing this guy?
You know, I'm sort of musing to myself in a semi-similar fashion, Mark. I sort of just started making YouTube rants. I was just sort of getting some stuff off of my chest, and then all of a sudden, here I am.
Yeah.
You know, 6 years later. But
so this morning, we on a weekly basis have a breakfast that activists get together for, and social event kind of hanging out.
Is that the bacon buffet thing?
Yeah, it's a buffet at the local college, which is very very affordable, and there's a lot of bacon, so people can have as much of that as they want.
All you can eat bacon.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good deal.
It's actually a really good time. I look forward to it on a weekly basis. So anyway, we're sitting there with the usual group of folks who attends. It's hard to get libertarians up in the morning, so it's usually, 3 to 5 people.
Right.
The stalwart. That come out.
They can make it up by 11:30.
Yeah.
It's actually 9
still
o'clock.
Up partying from the night before, probably.
So it's, it's a 9 o'clock kind of an event, and during that 9 o'clock hour, at some point, there are a couple of men in olive drab kind of colored fatigues who are walking by, one of them at a brisk pace.
Just red meat to Ian.
One of them carrying what appears to be some sort of an automatic rifle, some kind of machine gun looking thing. I don't know what model it was, but he was definitely holding that sort of at the ready, pointing downwards, and they're walking across one of the areas of the college. And so, of course, we notice that, and well, obviously we start wondering what's going on.
Right.
Eventually learning that there's apparently some sort of a school lockdown happening due to a domestic incident that happened not on school campus. So there was some sort of a domestic dispute between a male and female happening in a neighborhood that was maybe adjacent to, I'm not really even sure where it happened, but I know for a fact it was not on campus. It was somewhere else in Keene. And so as a result of this, the police were brought in from all the surrounding towns. I presume the, you know, the sheriffs and the state police were activated. I don't know if they had a chance to swing the helicopter out this way at that point, but
trot out all the fun toys.
You know, they brought out as many cops as they possibly could to find this man who not just had a domestic incident, but had a domestic incident wherein he allegedly fired a gun.
Yeah, I was going to say it starts off. Just a domestic incident. All of these police and military-looking people come in here, and we're like, "Oh, wait a second!" But yeah, the guy apparently fired a weapon.
Not at anyone. The report from a witness was that he fired the weapon into the air, which is dangerous.
Yeah,
and
it's a terrible thing. In my opinion, a very negligent sort of thing to do.
But it's not as dangerous as pointing it at someone and firing it.
Yeah, it's a pretty significantly different thing,
yeah.
I'd say.
So you've got this domestic incident. This character then flees the scene with the gun, apparently. And that's what started this. So that's why the police were called. That's why this whole thing
happened.
Oh, my God,
there's a man with a gun in New Hampshire.
There's a dangerous idiot with a gun, but...
And there's no shortage of people with guns in New Hampshire. If you were to, you know, check the... If you were to search, which, of course, would be...
Most of them are not running around with a smoking barrel in the street, but...
But the suggestion here was that because somebody fired a gun in Keene, New Hampshire, that the college needed to be locked down.
Well, right. And you made the point in your article is that... Well, the reason that you sort of need to have extra protection at the college is because that's like the second place in New Hampshire that you're not allowed to carry a gun.
Yeah, what's the other one? A courtroom?
Court.
Yeah.
The courthouse. Anything that is in use by the courthouse.
Correct. You can carry a gun outside on the courthouse property.
But if you throw away a gum wrapper inside the door, and somebody's going to come out and threaten to have you locked up.
Which happened to you.
Yes.
So, anyway, these, you know, cops walk by. There's another pair that walk by later. We sort of finish up our breakfast, and we've already at this point sort of ascertained by hearing from people and hearing things and tuning into the Keene police scanner audio what is going on. And so we know they've supposedly locked down the campus. Well, the three of us had no intention
to be locked down
in this cafeteria.
So now let me get this straight. As my understanding, the school decided to lock down the campus and then sort of employed the police to do it?
I don't know who made that decision to lock the campus down.
Okay.
I think that the police likely showed up on campus after having, you know, because the school wouldn't have known about the gunshot, right? They wouldn't
I'm not saying that the school didn't, that the school somehow ascertained that the gunshot
was fired. I would guess the police recommended the campus be locked down.
Well, recommend or not, it's still that would still be the decision of the school.
Probably true. But when will the school not do what the police want them to?
Yeah, I think if the police are like, hey, you want to lock down your school, and they were like, no, I don't think we will, and then somebody gets shot, I think that those people are going to be, they're going to follow the recommendations of the police department.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. What I'm trying to figure out is that who has a right to lock anything down? If I decide to lock down my property while I have guests, and then I disallow them from leaving at the pain of shooting them, am I anything but a kidnapper? I'm sorry, we're going to be locked down for a long time here. It's dangerous out there.
Well, so what I found interesting about this situation was that it really didn't seem like an actual lockdown.
I've been tempted
to
do that with women before.
I think it should do with the Jehovah's Witnesses next time they come around.
In that
we've got an active Bibler that's a lockdown.
We were able to leave. As I suspected, we would be able to leave. But
the lockdown was sort of a kind suggestion.
Like a strong suggestion. There were multiple bureaucrats and multiple, you know, school bureaucrats who were in the sort of the vestibule area of the lunchroom or the cafeteria who were pleading with us to to not go out there. And we did anyway. And they, you know, they didn't physically try to detain us. But then again, there weren't any cops there. So it would have been interesting to see how the police would have behaved towards us had we encountered them as we left said cafeteria. But we'll tell you more about what happened here in moments. 855-453, police states could be coming to your town soon. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. In fact, something else that we like here at Free Talk Live is alternative currency. We love Bitcoin and also gold and silver, because before Bitcoin there was gold and silver for many, many hundreds of years, and gold and silver will continue on even probably after Bitcoin is done with, if Bitcoin ever does fail. Gold and silver, I'm a fan. I've got some, and you can have some as well by going to silver.freetalklive.com. That'll hook you up with Midas Resources, where they have some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Plus, you can even get the what they call the 90% silver stuff there as well, like the silver dimes from was it 1965, believe it is?
So coin and silver, they call it.
Yeah, they've got some great products over at Midas Resources, but you want to enter through silver.freetalklive.com. That way, they know that we sent you. Or you can call them at 877-857-9938. That's toll-free, 877-857-9938 for Midas Resources, or go to silver.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this situation of a school lockdown that occurred today at the Keene, not the high school. They've done a lockdown with the high school in the past, and I'll come back to that here in a moment, because what happened today was very, very similar to something that happened actually about 2 years ago here in Keene. But they locked down the college after some sort of a domestic dispute during the daytime today, this morning, where a man allegedly shot a gun into the air for the purposes of trying to, I guess, get his girlfriend's attention or something like that. They were in the midst of a fight.
He was mad and stuff.
He was mad, and maybe she was mad too. And anyway, somebody witnessed this. The police were called. And then
she wasn't mad before he fired a gun off in the air. She was mad after it.
Subsequently, the college campus was shut down. Well, myself and other liberty activists happened to be on that college campus at that time. So we finished up our breakfast, and we didn't rush to do it. We just sort of, you know, finished at our own pace and then went out to see what was going on. And that was actually right around the time when they ended up capturing the guy. So we actually heard over the two-way that the suspect had been captured. But nobody in the lockdown situation was aware of that at that point. So we walked out of the cafeteria, despite the bureaucrats trying to stand in our way, sort of, or at least trying their best to dissuade us from leaving. You know, I forget exactly what the lady said, but it was something like, "Can I please have you stay here?" And I said something to the effect of, "No thanks, I'm fine, and just, you know, have a nice day." And we walked out. And at that point, we were parked in different areas, so I actually split up and ended up walking alone. I did have my video camera out at this point. And, you know, I let the other guys know, "Hey, I've got my two-way on, so need to can contact one another." And they walked off, I went off, and it was interesting walking around this campus because hardly anyone was out. There was nobody else around. I didn't see any police. And what I did see was that there were bureaucrats, school staff, that were at every single door on the buildings that I was walking by. So one of them was a gym building, and there's a side door, and there's like two or three bureaucrats standing there. And then there's another, you know, door, the main door to the gym building, where there are a few bureaucrats standing there as well. And
outside of the door?
No, just on the inside. But okay, these are glass doors. There's no metal whatsoever. They're just glass doors.
Operation Human Shield, man the doors.
Yeah, and so they're just staring at me.
Operation Professor Bullet Catcher.
They're just staring at me as I'm walking by, looking just bewildered. That, you know,
who you can't be out there,
right?
You should be behind a glass door. Yeah. There's a shooter out there.
But, you know, in situations like this where people, you know, sort of really bow to authority, and I'm not saying that this was the wisest idea that Ian's ever had, but in situations like this, they're never sure whether the person has authorization, because authorization is what tantamount about here, right? Like, Ian could have been the project manager of the police, and he just happens to be in civilian clothes. They don't know, right?
Or he could be the shooter.
What? That could be.
Ooh, yeah. Huh. You know, they just don't know.
which is the risk in breaking this lockdown, right?
Right.
You know, to walk out onto the school campus with this, you know, active shooter lockdown situation and then encounter police right. could be dangerous to right. your health.
And then you point your camera at them, they think it's a scope, and right. down goes Ian.
So that's
why some great video, though.
That's why I'm saying that
if they ever recover it.
That's why I'm saying this would have been interesting to see what happened if we actually did encounter the police, because my suggestion here is that maybe one of these lockdowns is nothing more than a strong suggestion. In that, you know, they essentially were, like, for instance, in the, let's see, it was Boston where they, you know, the Boston bombing happened, and they were going around house to house demanding people leave their homes. And, of course, one of my big questions was, what if you refused to leave the home that you live in, that, you know, you feel safe in, that you would like to stay in? You know, what if you refuse to, obviously, if you refuse to talk to them and you don't even show your face at the door, they're probably not going to kick the door in at that point.
They'd have kicked a lot of doors in because there's a lot of homes that were unoccupied. People were at work. People were away on vacation. People were just not, you know.
Which in that case just shows you how hard they're actually looking for the guy. They're just terrorizing the people who are stupid enough to talk to them is really what that boiled down
knock,
to.
Knock, knock. Do you have any terrorists in there?
Yeah. And I did. I think I heard of people who, you know, told them no. And were, like, removed from the house.
Well, they were pointing guns at people, so I can understand why, you know, somebody would feel very persuaded to go ahead and do what they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, somebody shows up at your house, points a gun at you, and then says, please step outside. You know,
but what I'd like to see is I'd like to see it happen on video. I'd like to see somebody, you know, it didn't happen, but I would have loved to have seen someone tell the police, nope, I would prefer to stay right here, and you don't have a warrant. You don't have the right to search my house. And that didn't happen.
I saw at least one video where the audio that the video picked up was of these people screaming and terrified as police, like, moved them out of the house. Now, I didn't. This was from across the street. You didn't see what happened at the door or anything right. like that. But I saw a video that was taken from across the street from one of these houses during the Boston thing, Watertown thing. And this was a situation where the police were absolutely, like, removing people from a house. And they were screaming and terrified.
So, anyway, going back to my point here is that I can't really say for sure this is the case, but at least it's the case with the bureaucrats at the school. Was this was just a strong suggestion. We were able to leave this place that was supposedly locked down.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, what would have happened to, you know, if the police were there. We didn't get to find that out. Thankfully, I guess nobody got shot because of that. But at the same time, would the police have behaved differently? Would the police have threatened us with disorderly conduct if we didn't get back into the room or the building in which, you know, we were supposedly locked down?
I kind of doubt that they would have. What I suspect would have happened is, you know, if there were KPD and they recognized you, they'd probably leave it alone. If they didn't recognize you and they don't know who this shooter is, I mean, they're probably going to point guns at you until you get on the ground and, you know, try to figure out who you are. If they're in the process of looking for a guy who has already fired a weapon, I don't imagine that they're going to be exactly polite to the people they come in contact with in an area they've told to lock down.
Right. Well, I mean, this to some extent, the police state has been cheered on by the average individual.
Sure.
You know, the whole thing here with the Keene State riots that went on during Pumpkin Fest, the vast majority, I haven't heard one person who's not in sort of our little inside Liberty clique thing that has said, oh, yeah, I think the police did a pretty crappy job with handling the Keene State riot.
Well, you didn't talk to the college students, obviously.
No,
but yeah,
no, didn't
you mean,
do that.
You mean the normals around Keene?
Right.
Or whatever.
The normals don't like the college students. The college students have spent most of their time being drunk and disorderly.
All right, we'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts on the rise of the police state here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, and call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever been in a police lockdown situation and walked out? Just left the lockdown? I'd love to hear from you. That's what some of the activists did here in Keene, New Hampshire today as the police locked down supposedly a campus, a college campus that some of us happened to be on at the time. And we were able to just sort of mosey on out of there.
I did the exact opposite to Keene State riots. They were like, get out of here. And I was like, all right, I want to get video.
Well, right. I mean, it was sort of related to what happened with the Keene State riots as well, because after the riots had pretty much ended, this was during the Pumpkin Fest last year, it made international headlines. But after the riots had pretty much ended that night, the police were blocking off certain portions of one of the streets near the college, and I was easily able to circumvent their blocks. I mean, I literally walked, you know, one building length away from them, cut around down behind that building, and then came right out on the same street they were supposedly blocking off. Then I proceeded to walk openly down that very street that was being blocked off, walk past multiple other police officers who didn't say boo to me about, hey, you can't be here. So, like, they just set up these arbitrary boundaries. And
well, and the funny thing during the KSC riots was sort of like, they're like, get out of here, get out of here. But those blocks, like, intimidate me from leaving, right? Like, when we did ultimately leave, like, I felt like I had to sneak off the campus. Like, I didn't want to, like, walk into the police. They're the ones throwing tear gas at us, yep. Right? I'm not exactly anxious to go, like, get into a confrontation with these guys when I do ultimately decide to leave.
So if you've got any experience with, you know, sort of disobeying the police's arbitrary boundaries at certain locations, please let us know at 855-450-FREE. The article is up over at freekeen.com about the police major overreaction today, this morning in Keene, and we'll continue here. There's a little bit more to say about it. But first, let's go to David in Panama, Florida, Panama City, I presume. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's actually Lynn Haven. I live outside of Panama City Beach.
All right, welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, because I think with what's happened down here on spring break over the last couple of years and stuff, I'm sure you've heard the news stories and everything about what's happened here.
What's happened? What do you mean? Spring break partiers?
With the shootings and the crowds getting out of control and police having to come in. Because there's been one guy went into a house party and shot seven people.
Whoa,
that's a pretty big deal.
It's been all over the country, you know, on Fox News, on local news here.
I don't watch television news, so I mean,
I've seen a few headlines in the Google News. I haven't read the stories, but I did hear about some kind of a spring break shooting.
Let me let your listeners know, for many of them who don't know, spring break here on Panama City Beach has gotten out of control. We've got a lot of these people that have come down here, and it's called the 100-Mile Club. And all they do, they intermingle with spring breakers. And spring break from 10 years ago is not the spring break we all that I know of and everything, because I work security and all that. And
how has it changed? I mean, 10 years ago, spring breakers were partying in Panama City. What's different now?
Spring breakers weren't going to shoot, weren't going to house parties and getting shot up.
Yeah, but I mean, one example of one house party that gets shot up.
There's been five shootings down here.
Five shootings?
Does that mean five different incidents?
Are they related?
Yes. No, they're not related. It's five.
But they're all spring breakers.
No, it's not spring breakers. It's what we call the 100-Mile Club.
Okay, so what the hell is the 100-Mile Club?
The 100-Mile Club is people that live 100 miles away from Panama City Beach, and they come down here and intermingle with the spring breakers, and they come down here to cause trouble. And
so this is a gang of sorts.
Why do people want to come from Alabama and go to prison in Florida?
They're coming from Alabama. They're coming from Georgia. They're coming from Mississippi.
Now, when you say
they like Florida prisons better,
Hold on. I mean, are we talking about a gang, or are we just talking about a group of people who likes to come party, and some people consider that to be trouble?
And they get out of hand. I mean, because the shootings this year have gotten way out of control. The crowds that come down here, for a lot of people that don't know this and stuff, it's a wolf pack mentality. And over the last couple of years that I've worked security and stuff in the clubs and private security for the condos and everything, it's gotten way out of control.
I mean, it sounds like you've got a situation going on down there. It's almost like a Mardi Gras type of situation, if you will, that people are coming from around the country, perhaps even around the world, to come and party. They're getting drunk, and they're feeling like, hey, anything goes here. This is a lawless place where I can just do whatever I want, right?
Right, and more or less that's what happened. And basically, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, law enforcement has a hard job enough. and stuff. But then when you bring, you know, like, you know, last weekend when they had those seven people get shot at a house party, we've never had that here. And now all of a sudden it's been caught.
And what was that? I mean, have you learned anything about the motivation behind the shooter?
No,
in that
nobody
case?
Nobody knows the motivation. All I know is he's got seven counts of murder. He's in the Bay County Jail right now.
Well, they got the guy, so I mean, that's something. Yeah. Now, let me ask you.
He would have done that anywhere, though.
What's a gun control situation like there?
I mean, you know, Florida is an open. You know, Florida is a gun friendly state. Law abiding citizens have the right to defend themselves in their house and their vehicle and everything. But you know, the sheriff's office confiscated seven illegal guns. For somebody that had no business carrying a weapon in the first place.
Well, I mean, you're describing a situation where you're under the impression that somebody had no business carrying a weapon. So it sounds to me like the problem that you've got going on there is a situation where human beings do not fundamentally have a right to protect themselves. Is somebody did you say it's a thug
mentality, because people come out here on the beach. And everything, you know, and a lot of key people coming down here from Iowa, from Minnesota and stuff, going, my God, is it like this all the time? I'm like, no, this does not happen. This only happens spring break. And the fact is a lot of people come here, wow, it's really dark on the streets.
Let me ask you, though.
Meaning black people.
Okay, so... What are you suggesting?
Is that what you're contending is that it tends to be black people coming from Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi that are causing the trouble?
Majority of them, yes.
I mean, that's a pattern worth noticing. I'm not going to knock the guy for saying that.
But here's what I would like to know is somehow or another, New Orleans has managed to deal with party revelers coming there. They've managed to make a living off
New
of
Orleans
it.
Has a lot of black people in it, too.
Yeah, and it's a relatively...
Most of them are peaceful.
Yep, relatively black community there. And somehow they've managed to make it. Is this bad management on the part of Panama City?
It's bad management on the part of our local government.
What do you want to see change?
I would like to see people's minds, you know, not coming down here and the thug mentality, the wolf pack mentality, like we can get away with whatever we want to do. It doesn't matter how many people we hurt and everything. Just let us do what we want to do.
Well, but, you know, you're fundamentally describing a situation where hundreds, thousands of people, really, are showing up in this place. You've got a situation where a total of five of them have decided to shoot. Now, there's certainly probably been a lot of other crimes. I imagine there's a lot of thefts and sexual assaults. I imagine there's a lot of this stuff is going on there. And that's going to happen when you have a bunch of drunken tourists
people.
In a place. And I don't think that it's entirely unexpected for you to have some uptick in your crime rate when that sort of thing goes on. And, you know, if your economic benefit is offset. That's another question. It sounds to me, though, did you say Florida is an open carry state where somebody can do that without a permit?
You know what? Hang on. We'll come back here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733, because, you know, the government is terrible at controlling these situations, as we found out with the Pumpkin Fest here in Keene last year. The government agents escalated the crazy destructiveness of the college students. They caused it, some could argue. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. for the ones who get it done.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Has the spring break partying gone too far? Shootings apparently happening in the Panama City area. In more than one incident, apparently, there was one shooting where a party was shot up, and then there were apparently several others. According to David, who's on the line with us here, and I've been looking at some news stories, and apparently there have been...
You're not looking at news. You're looking at the pictures of the pretty girls
you're
on
right.
the beach. And
I looked at the news story, and then I started looking at the pictures
like
of the spring
headline.
Break girls.
I was like, oh, let's go start looking at all these pictures. And I can understand why. I'm looking at them, and they're very beautiful women all over your screen right now.
Yeah, so let's bring David back here because he did have, or Chris, you had a question for him about guns and being able to defend oneself and open carry. But real quick, I want to tell you about the Pocket Power Plus. It's a source of battery backup power that is so small you can put it in your pocket or the glove box of your car, but it's so powerful that in some circumstances it can actually jumpstart a car. This is a great device, and it's a breakthrough in portable power technology. The Pocket Power Plus, you can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to learn a lot more about it. Whether you're stranded, if you're in an airport, you're in a car, you're away from a source of, plugging into the wall, this thing will keep you going, not just for hours, but even days if you need to. Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power, and it comes with a full accessory pack, which has most of the adapters you'll need to charge your phone, charge your laptop, and even comes with jumper cables. So the best part, you, listeners of Free Talk Live, can get the Pocket Power Plus for half off by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. And then if you use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, you'll save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. And don't forget code FTL. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. So David's back on with us here. Chris, you'd ask the question, can you open carry in Florida?
Yeah, and it sounds like you can open carry, but there is a requirement for a permit in order to conceal.
David,
right?
is that the case?
From what I understand, no, because I have a Class G, Class D security license and all that. I have a permit to carry, concealed in Florida and all that. And from what I understand, no, Florida is not an open carry state.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that it was not an open carry state.
So, I mean, it sounds to me, whenever you have violence erupting in a place, I always like to ask about the gun control laws of that place, because, people who, shoot up house parties don't usually care what your carry policy is, right?
Yeah, it's not that, because there was a shooting, 3 weeks ago there was a shooting at Burger King where a kid got shot three times, and that's what started it all. And then there was a shooting in the Walmart parking lot. And then now there's a shooting at this house party and stuff, and seven people were shot.
Now, okay, so
sounds like gang violence is what it sounds like.
I mean, this could be anything. We don't know what the motivations are for the shooting, and it doesn't sound like you know either. I mean, it could be somebody owed somebody some money on a drug deal gone bad or something like that.
And that's the thing, is I don't understand why in the world that, these kids have to come down here. And regardless of who they are, where they come from and everything, why does somebody need to carry a gun just to prove, just to make their point?
Well, the thing that you fundamentally have going on there is that, look, people carry guns everywhere, right? Like, there are people in your area who carry guns illegally all the time, right? You should really come to terms with that.
Yeah, that's fine. And if you want to defend yourself, because the laws and everything from this last legislative session and stuff, now you can carry a gun in your car and everything legally and defend yourself. And everything, same reason you should have to defend your house.
Without a permit, you're saying?
Without a permit. It's the same. Your vehicle carries the same laws as your house.
This is not legal advice. David is not an attorney.
Right. So, but the thing that I'm fundamentally getting at here is that
that's a state statute that was put into law.
What it sounds like to me is that you've got a gun control problem. Is that if you have a situation where the people in an area are generally aware that the populace is armed, they don't tend to open fire on each other because they're pretty, they're concerned about getting shot.
Yeah, that's true.
In New Hampshire, we have next to no crime in this place. And then where do you have the big eruption of a riot is at Keene State College, where you can't carry a gun. This sounds to be like the bigger problem than your spring break issue, and it also seems to me that you're describing shootings that are happening that are wholly unrelated to spring break, but happening during this time frame.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I disagree. I don't. We can look at gun possession numbers around the country, and they largely appear to be unrelated to crime numbers. Now, yes, the gun possession numbers up here in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine are quite good, but that doesn't correlate to the rest of the nation. And what I would what my conjecture is this is drug war related, is that it's probably turf related at some point, and that these are gangs fighting over stuff, because gangs know that the other gang members have guns and they don't mind shooting at them, even though they think it's likely that they'll get shot back. And I mean, they also know it's likely they'll go to prison. So
I think it's all of those things. I think it's the fact that you can't open carry. You know, you can't obviously be willing to defend yourself in Florida. If somebody being, you know, someone open carrying can be a very big deterrent to someone committing a crime.
They can also be the first target.
Well, and also while I happen to be an open carry advocate, I am a big concealed carry advocate too, for the very reason that then they don't know, right? Like, if people don't know if there are guns around, then they are not going to say, all right, there are no armed people here, now I can do something bad, which is sort of one of the arguments that got made at the hearing that we were at in Concord not
but
long
most
ago.
People think that if there's no gun visible, that there's no gun. That's what they seem to think.
Well, I don't imagine that that's the case for
no,
people
I don't.
Who are in Vermont, right? Like, yeah. In Vermont, people don't probably make that assumption.
I'll bet you they do.
No, well, wait a minute. I mean, we don't know what everybody thinks.
No, we don't.
Where did I see a headline? I'm sorry I don't remember this. Maybe you guys saw the same thing. It was just a myriad, you know, one of the myriad of Facebook posts I've seen over the last few days. But there was some video of a dude robbing, like, a gas station. And, like, his last words to the gas station operator were, I didn't think you could have a gun here. It was in some sort of a state with high levels of gun control or whatever. But obviously this guy did have a permit or whatever.
What are you doing pointing that gun at me? That's illegal, yeah. As I rob you.
You know, he failed at his robbery attempt because of that. And the dude was surprised that the guy behind the counter had a gun. So I think it is a factor. And, you know, John.
It's a huge factor. Yeah, I mean, I've done.
John,
you know,
Stossel interviewed criminals in a jail once. It was one of his specials that he put together like a decade ago, where he talked to these guys, and he was like, you know, well, yeah, they admitted to him. This is a factor as far as how we determine who to rob and where to commit these crimes.
Yeah, you can commit crimes in New York and not have any fear of getting shot in the process of doing it, right? Like, there's a reasonable assumption that the people around you are not armed,
unless
right?
you happen to rob a gangster, yeah, you're generally going to be pretty
exactly.
much get away
and,
with it.
And when gangsters do violence to other gangsters, they don't generally tend to be like, hey, let's meet on the corner of 1st and 7th and we will duel it out. They tend to try to shoot people in the back of the head and stuff. They're not trying to get themselves into a gunfight, right? These are assassinations usually. So I don't know. I think that there's a strong correlation between not gun possession necessarily. Gun possession and people who are capable of carrying a gun are two completely different things. But criminals are acutely aware in the society that they happen to inhabit of whether or not the people around them are able to be armed or not.
So I think you're both right, though. Like, you know, people being able to be armed will definitely dissuade people from committing violence, but also, Mark, that you're probably right in your speculation that some of this gun violence is drug war related. I think that's a fair level of speculation. And further, I'll go, you know, just to back to the issue of spring breaks out of control, which is what the caller had said earlier. It's also a public property issue, don't you think?
I was just going to say that, too, that you're talking about, you've got
public
the story
beaches.
Up there that the public beach banned alcohol on the beach after there was a shooting at a private home. Well, if you've got a situation where now you're in Tragedy of the Commons area where, okay, now we're going to have this common space where people have, you know, rights that have nothing to do with property, and now there's a bunch of people on a piece of property that they don't own and they feel like they're free to just destroy everything. I think that property rights solve a lot of that. This guy said he works private security. I bet he doesn't allow half the stuff that goes on in that beach to go on in his private club.
Right. Private beaches, you can, you know, they have fences on some private beaches. There are ways to restrict access to a private beach. And if it's an issue with stuff being destroyed, then it's worth hiring security to go out there and to protect that beach and to only allow certain partygoers on the beach who are willing to behave in certain manners. So maybe if it wasn't a Tragedy of the Commons, we wouldn't have some of this craziness. But obviously that's not going to help solve the problem right now, right? Because the Panama City Council certainly is not going to accept the idea of privatizing the beaches.
No, they're not looking for that.
But what is your solution? If you've got one, you're welcome to share it with us at 855-450-FREE.
Everybody's got a solution to crime. What's yours?
Guy who lives in Panama City saying spring break's gone too far. Well, spring break isn't going to end anytime soon, you know, and the beach isn't going to go away, so it's going to continue to attract people there. What do you do about this? 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.